Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Anila nijam ne go shabotya, nijam ne go shabotya. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Great greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Tú eres bonito y eres bonito.
from San Del Centro, from their CD entitled Music de Pueblo. The song we heard was Pajarito Eres Bonito, Little Bird, You Are Beautiful. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Today's program features a conversation with a fine group of cultural musicians known as San Del Centro. They are participants and presenters at the 2005 Immokalee and Centro. The band includes Carolina Martinez, Kimberly Mercado, Natasha Noriega Goodwin, Jorge Facio Rodriguez, Salvador Gregorio Sarmiento, and Anna Syria Urzua. Yad Kiddushi Native Center had the honor to participate in a very special gathering of youth activists from across the country who came together to share ideas and experiences in the pursuit of what I term Earth Justice. Earth Justice incorporates social, economic, cultural, and environmental concerns dealing with the growing threat of globalization. Globalization is the 21st century's form of colonialism. The gathering, which was held August 1st through the 7th, 2005, was entitled Encuentro, from the Spanish term for meeting, gathering, or encounter. Hosted by the National Student Farm Worker Alliance, SFA, in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW, young activists met in an atmosphere of trust, equality, and solidarity in order to continue to build this youth movement for global justice. The Encuentro took place in one of the poorest communities in America, the town of Immokalee, Florida, located just 15 minutes from us here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center. Immokalee is one of the battlegrounds for poor people's social and economic justice. The oppression and exploitation faced by Immokalee farm workers over the years in the agricultural industry has been nothing less than modern-day slavery. The organizing and resistance work of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, such as the recent precedent-setting victory in the Yum Brands Taco Bell boycott, is a significant achievement in the struggle for worker rights to fair wages and decent working conditions. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know that Yad Kiddushi Native Center has been and continues to be an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, our neighbors, since CIW's founding. Wolf Mountain Radio is proud to have provided continual coverage of CIW's struggles over the years to our worldwide listeners. Those of us who have participated in CIW campaigns and marches know that the fight for justice is far from over. This is why the Encuentro was so important. The Immokalee Encuentro brought focus for strategies in the next phases of building alliances and movement networks for global justice and for continuing to support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. The Immokalee Encuentro of student and youth activists and organizers who came together to share skills, knowledge, and experience was truly a committed, diverse, and talented group. I was honored to attend. The way in which the dialogue took place was very special. Event organizers, trainers, and participants were careful to ensure equality and respect for all, being very open to issues of power dynamics, such as racism, gender, sexism, economic status, class privilege, and white supremacy. It takes great effort to listen and make agreements based on inclusion, consent, and consensus. In Indigenous people's culture, we follow a traditional council circle way of gathering, using the Galuskawachinabe talking stick or talking feather. In this way, all have respect for each other and listen carefully to each other without bias or judgment. This ethic encourages everyone to consider how one's words and actions will impact the well-being of all life for seven future generations. This Student Farm Worker Alliance Youth Conference should be proud of how everyone worked together. It is a lesson many so-called adults should emulate. I want to share a paragraph from the Encuentro booklet entitled, quote, Listen and Build, unquote. Quote, we envision a space in which all voices are heard, seeing, and hearing one another in our full humanity, where everyone feels comfortable to contribute in barriers between expert and audience are broken down. It's also extremely important that we confront the power hierarchies that we observe amongst and within ourselves and oppressive attitudes and behaviors we have internalized and continue to perpetuate even as activists, unquote. The week-long Immokalee and Centro operate on a consensus-based model, trying to be non-hierarchical, making sure everyone's voice and concerns were heard, while also promoting group cohesion and participation. In the spirit of the indigenous Zapatista movement in Chiapas, the SFA and Central participants believe in direct action and direct democracy, where people and communities act through their own power to control and change their own lives without representatives, that oppressions must be confronted both within and outside of our movements, and that only fundamental systemic changes will lead to real justice, liberation, and peace. The range of workshop sessions and trainings, seriousness of the dialogue strategy sessions, and the cultural music presentations made this gathering both very special and very empowering. I want to personally thank everyone who participated in the Immokalee and Centro, and truly hope that our grassroots gathering helped to contribute to creating a new and better world for all life, for all of our relations. Kinan Wontakwesson. I hope the voices you hear from my interviews at the Immokalee and Centro exemplify this introduction. Songa Central Ensemble, a youth social justice activist who use their music in the Mexican tradition of Fandango, a way of gathering and celebration to build community, honor the elders, teach the youth, and support social justice, similar to the meanings of our American Indian powwows. I had the honor to first hear them perform at a Coalition of Immokalee Workers January 2005 Symposium and Prayer Vigil event, Human Rights and the Struggle for Fair Food. This two-day forum not only focused on farm worker justice, but also was a public celebration of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Son del Centro is youth of color, are in solidarity with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Student Farm Worker Alliance. Here at the 2005 Immokalee and Centro, Son del Centro presented a fine workshop session on music as resistance, how music is a strong form of expression and organizing, something we people of color, people of culture, have always known. Under the umbrella of the Central Culture Doll and mirroring the San Jeraco musicians from Veracruz, Son del Centro gets out the voice of the resurgent San Jeraco movement, as well as creating music and expressions as modern-day youth. The group's traveling workshops, Jeraco classes, in collaboration with other events and organizations, honors their Chicano heritage, while also bringing an important voice in spirit to the global justice movement. I am honored to welcome Son del Centro to Wolf Mountain Radio, and I'm going to begin our interview by asking each one of you to briefly say your names as an introduction. Aho, Kinan Wontakwesson, to all of our relations.
Hi, thank you. Our group is called Son del Centro. My name is Ana Siria.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Mercado.
And my name is Jorge Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Natasha Noriega Goodwin.
Throughout this wonderful gathering of young people working in alliance with the farm worker movement struggle, especially here in Immokalee, Florida, you've been sharing some very wonderful music, and I first had the honor to hear you some months ago during a event that Coalition of Immokalee Workers had in the Victory Gathering in a fine tent behind the CIW's office. Would you talk about what type of very important cultural work you do as musicians and as people in the movement?
I think a lot of our job is to share the music that brings us together as different people. No matter where we come from, I think music is very unifying, and it's something that we all share. It transcends borders, it transcends classes, it transcends races. And so we come here sharing this, which makes us, you know, happy, which makes us united. We are an example of a group who does work with the community through the music.
Again, Kimberly Ann, one of the most important aspects to myself personally is the poetry that carries on the indigenous aspect of thinking, the way of life that our people had, our worldview, and a lot of the writing. You find personifications of animals, personifications of plants, and it turns that into human beings and into something beautiful. It also compares human beings to animals and to the world, which is a very native aspect of music that you see not only within Son Jarocho music, but within Mexican rancheras and norteñas and mariachi. So in all types of different Mexican music, you'll find the indigenous worldview that our people have left behind. And in a way, it's a way for us to transcend from a culture that has been destroyed and almost annihilated, and bring it back to today in terms of everyday life and bring it back to the people.
Hi, my name is Jorge. I think that every single day we confront issues of racism, issues of identity, issues of cultural identification, and just simple things like gentrification that happens in the cities of the indigenous people. These are the type of issues that we deal every single day, and we use culture and music as an excuse. We use it as an excuse to be able to outreach to the community, to as a hook, as you can say, to be able to bring in the community and be able to show these people, or not show these people, be able to share with them what their roots are and where they're from, in terms of being able to reach their identity, being able to reach their culture, and saying that it's okay to resist.
And actually to be proud of who you are.
Right. Yeah, in terms of like self-esteem and pride within their own people. I think that we have a really bad, for instance, in the culture center where we come from, in California, by the name of El Centro Cultural de México, we have a lot of immigrant families that come in. These immigrant families, these children are forced to go to school, and like Ana said the other day, learn a language that is not theirs. And so when they learn this language, they start forgetting what Mexico's like, and they start forgetting who they are. They start to separate themselves from their parents. And for us, that's something that's very unfortunate, and it's very sad. And at the same time, we try to use music as a form of outreach to these kids. These kids, when they come into the center and they're able to pick up an instrument and they're able to play and they're able to see that people around them are speaking the same language that their parents are speaking, it gives them a different perspective. It gives them a different view of what culture could be to them. And so, música como resistencia, what we call music as resistance, is actually a community effort to be able to go out into the community and use it as an excuse to empower community and to be able to use it, and overall to resistance, and resistance to mainstream society, American life, the American dream. These are all things that are not true and they're fake, and so it's a way in which we could go out to the community and help.
I think we're all lucky to have stumbled upon San Jarocho. I mean, really, it's not part of like our immediate heritage. Some of us are like Chicanos, I'm half Chilean, and I mean, it's not necessarily, like, I think it proves that through the music we can bridge like common experiences, because it's not something we all learned like from our family, but it's something that was available to us at the centro. And I think through that effort of like maintaining some kind of folk music that takes people into something else. And at the same time, like, the interesting thing is that the music is somewhat known because, like, in the 50s, Richie Valens played the song La Bamba, and it's based off of the traditional music. And it was decades later, or like a decade later, that genre of music, Son Jarocho, which we play, like, saw its resurgence in Veracruz, and finally made it back to California again, where we're playing it now at the Centro Cultural in Santa Ana.
In your very wonderful cultural presentation the other evening, in the slide program in particular, one of the things I was very excited and happy to see were the center that you work with having classes, and in particular women's classes. Within the Native American community, of course, many songs are very sacred to us. We have social songs that we hear at powwows for people to have a good time, but we also have songs that are for ceremony and for songs that honor our ancestors and other very important relationships to Mother Earth and our relations, the animal and plant people. And so I myself am very honored to be part of an intertribal Native American drum, and very similarly, it's called the Calusa Bay Wolf Clan Dancers. We try to go around the Native reservation communities and to encourage our young people to be proud of being indigenous peoples. And while we are modern people, and of course the young people want to, you know, have the benefits of America, so to speak, I'm very much concerned that our language, our cultura y costumbres, our cultures, really don't evaporate. And so the work you are doing seems very similar and very important. Would you talk about how your classes in particular help empower people to get even more connected to their culture, and specifically, I think, women, because at least from my viewpoint, women are very marginalized in the so-called Western world, just like we indigenous peoples are. And if you don't mind, I'll start with you, my sister here.
For our women's classes, I think one of the very interesting things, one of the very helpful things, is that we dialogue. We try to have as much dialogue as possible amongst us. So we begin the class not only learning about the music or learning about the culture, but we also dialogue amongst each other.
Community.
Right. We talk about any issues that we may be confronting, and have a good time together and really support each other. So that's very interesting. Also, we take this class. We were also able to go to Veracruz, to Mexico, and take a class there. So we saw not only the lyrics to the music, but also the culture.
The way of life.
The way of life that it represents. And that was really interesting to be able to be there and take that and bring it back here and apply it to our own lives here in the United States.
I think Anna's right when she talks about the social aspects of our community. A lot of times, women, when they get home from work, they have to take care of the kids, they have to clean, they have to make dinner, they have to make sure that everything for the next day is prepared. So a lot of times women, and even young women my age, don't have the time they want, you know, after school, after work, after, you know, volunteering, after doing whatever they do, to be around other women. And this San Jarocho program, the Mujeres class, provides a space for that, for mujeres to dialogue, for us to be around each other, for us to play music and share and carry on very important aspects of Veracruzano, Mexicano culture. Not only Veracruzano culture, but Mexican culture in general, and that goes for a lot of Native cultures around the world, where social contact is a must. And it's very important, and I feel blessed, not in the Christian sense, but I feel, yes, I feel honored to be around women older than me, women my own age, and just to laugh with them, sometimes to cry with them, to talk with them, and to play music, and it all comes from the heart, and it's very special.
I would like to see if I could answer that with a little bit of background of what Son Jarocho is in Veracruz, right?
Yeah.
And so, at Son Jarocho, like in Veracruz, there's these, I don't want to call them rules, but there's these understandings on the tarima, or the tarima, I'll clarify what a tarima is. The tarima is a central space. It's a platform where social gatherings called fandangos, they go up on the tarima and they dance. They dance on the tarima and they do, they dance the music with the form of zapateado with their feet. Within the tarima, that is the central space where all the community comes. And so the community comes and they give out their love, their struggles, their pain, all that, right at that central space. But it's really beautiful when you go to Mexico and you see the respect that has been given to the women, but at the same time, it's also very confronting and realistic when you see the respect not given to the women. And like any other community, you see it. You see both of those things. And so you'll see beautiful verses sung to the women and the respect given to them when they're dancing on the tarima, and the women very proudly dancing, as in the males recognizing their place and women also taking it upon themselves to empower themselves, also recognizing their space. But at the same time, you also see things that are very sexist. And so it's a little bit of both. And so at the Cultural Center, it's really beautiful to have an all-women's class. I mean, because in Veracruz, it doesn't exist. In Veracruz, there is not that much opportunity for women to come up and say, I want an all-women's group, Son Jarocho group. And I think it's getting there. I think that that women are beginning to empower themselves and taking that leadership role within the movement. But I think at the Centro, most of our Son Jarocho group is women. I think out of the whole group, there's only about, how many, like three guys, four guys? Like five guys out of the whole group. And there's a group of about, like what, 15? Like core ones? Like 15 people, and so most of them are women. And it just goes to show that it's their music, and they're interpreting it to satisfy their realities and their struggles. And it's very humbling for the men, because they constantly keep us on check, and they constantly remind us what it is to respect women. And so that's why it's so important to have that class, to have the all-women's class and nothing but women class, because we feel that it's their space, it's their music, and they should do what they need with it.
Yeah, I just wanted to like echo what everyone else is saying, but urban life today has become so solitary, and I think in a lot of traditional communities, dance and music is a way for people to socialize. So with Son Jarocho and our classes that we're giving, like sharing the elements of dance, which is zapateado, and singing, which I think is a really like overlooked instrument or part of music, it's bringing like a point of convergence to a lot of people, a reason to get together, and it provides like a safe, comfortable space for people to get to know each other. And also like at our cultural center, sort of in the same vein as like movements throughout Latin America of like the new song, Nueva Canción, it's part of like a larger social movement, like ours would be like in the United States, but we have projects with Mexico and Veracruz, and or right now, like we're in Immokalee, Florida, just supporting with our music and sharing like the skills we've used at the Centro to help like organize, or yeah, like what a group of say young people, because we're all like very young, can do if there's a specific thing that they want to change, and it's entirely possible.
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yatkirishi Native Center. Yatkirishi's Wolf Mountain Radio is an independent indigenous media service. Our award-winning program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and defend the traditional cultural lifeways of Native peoples around the world. Wolf Mountain Radio presents the situations facing Native lands and tribal communities with news, interviews, commentaries, music, and investigative reports. Estás escuchando el programa de radio Wolf Mountain, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas, una producción del Centro Nativo Yatkirishi. La radio Wolf Mountain de Yatkirishi es un servicio de medios independientes indígena. Nuestro programa, Honrando a la Tierra Madre y Voces Indígenas, sirve para proteger la Tierra Madre Sagrada y defender las culturas tradicionales de gente nativa en todo el mundo. La radio Wolf Mountain presenta las situaciones enfrentadas por tierras nativas y comunidades indígenas con noticias, entrevistas, comentarios, música y reportes investigativos. Thank you.
corren a vela. Ay, no más, no más, no más, no más. Y yo nada más lo veo.
line song entitled El Turo, the Bull Dance, from the group Son del Centro, who are here in Immokalee, Florida, participating in the First National Student Farm Worker Alliance in Centro. I am very honored to have them as my guests on today's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Son del Centro is a group of compañeros and compañeras from Santa Ana, California. They have come together as young musicians to honor their Mexican culture and to create a space for youth to explore their traditions, creativity, and consciousness. Many times, Son del Centro performs at community events, which also serves to inform their barrio about important social issues. As activists, they use their music to help highlight injustice, such as the situation here in Southwest Florida's agricultural industry and the coalition of Immokalee Worker. One of the concerns, at least within the Native American community, as far as music is concerned, is the potential of it being misused, and I'll even use the American word prostituted. Some of the powwow songs now are being what I consider to be disrespected by being played solely for money. There's nothing wrong with feeding your family and taking care of your community, and as musicians, many cultures do that, but it's gotten to the point now, and I think some of it has to do with the European-American world of appropriating other cultures, specifically music. How do you safeguard the important traditions of these different instruments, different songs, and their meanings, but also be able to share them in a larger world? The fact that we are now in the 21st century, the fact that we're all here trying to kind of unify against globalization. Music is such a powerful social tool to help us rally and come together, yet I'm always concerned that when I go around with our traditional drum, that it's not misused for commerce, for making money, or that other non-native people start trying to copy and misuse our songs. Would you share any thoughts you might have on that?
One thing I can think about is like our fandangos, what we were talking about, a social gathering and a cultural celebration, because fandangos are open. Fandangos are open to all to come and share their music. And so we have a community gathering that Jorge was talking about around a tarima, and that's free. That's just you having a good time coming together with other people and expressing yourself, expressing your pain, or talking to other people through music. So that's something people can't take away from us, because we can always come together, bring our instruments, bring our hearts, and just share together, and that's not for money, that's for humanity.
Aside from the fandangos, which are the traditional, fandangos are the traditional setting of Son Jarocho music. So aside from keeping that aspect of Son Jarocho alive, it's also the mentor-mentee relationships. In pueblos, in Veracruz, older musicians would teach kids who were barely learning and other people in the community how to get better at the music, how to improvise, how to dance, how to sing, and that's a tradition that we carry within El Son del Centro amongst each other. Earlier, two other mujeres and I were outside helping each other sing. I was helping one sing, one was teaching me the chords to the same song, and the other one was learning the words. So we're all learning together, and we're growing together as a community. Son Jarocho was almost lost completely to Mexican media in the 1930s and 40s with mambo music from Cuba. And there's a mambo craze, and Mexican media just skyrocketed, and Son Jarocho just became mainstream. They changed the style of clothing, the style of singing, the instruments. And in 1978, a group called Mono Blanco started what's called El Movimiento Jaranero, the Jaranero movement. Jaranas are the main instruments that we play, a guitar-like instrument. And they started El Movimiento Jaranero, and they formed other bands that were also in resistance to changing El Son Jarocho. And what they did was they kept El Son Jarocho at its roots. And its roots are native. They're also, you know, native. We lived with African slaves, because we were slaves. So we cohabitated and we created a subculture, but of course with the influences of our oppressors, the Spaniards, we created a blend of music that created its own jarocho.
I want to talk about, like, when it comes to that type of question, I know that the saving of the music and keeping it to its original roots is a big, strong push. But in that same note, I would hate for somebody to come in and totally destroy the music. I think it all has to do with context, in which context you do it. Adding to that, it would be like the sense of dualism that, say, I personally would feel. I was born in the United States, and so I identify as Chicano. But yet, if I go to Mexico, I'm not Mexican. And if I live in the United States, and I'm definitely not Caucasian or American, right? And so there's a sense of dualism of having a little bit of both worlds. And so when you deal with the music, such as Son Jarocho, I think there's ability to appropriate such a music. Just the sense that we don't even play in Mexico, and that we're not playing for the Jarocho people, that sense in itself is changing the music already. It's changing the scene, it's changing the environment. I know of several groups that have taken the music and changed it to appropriate themselves, to appropriate their own understanding, and to appropriate their own identity, including subcultures. I've known of punks adding Son Jarocho to their music and being able to identify with it.
Being in the modern time.
Yes. I've known of, just the other night, about a week ago, we had a hip-hop show where Son Jarocho met hip-hop. And so it was, they were able to appropriate the music. So it's not Son Jarocho in its pure context anymore. It's appropriated, but intentfully to be able to...
With this new world.
Yeah, to go on with the movement.
Yes.
And to be able to portray the reality that we all face. Like, our own struggle. The struggle in Veracruz is very different, even though created by the same monsters, if we might say, right? But it's the same struggle, but in a very different context, very different environment. To that point, I think it's, in that intent, I feel appropriating music is fine.
Yeah.
Music from the Blackfeet Drum, Kicking Woman Singers, from the Northern Plains Buffalo Country, now called Montana. That intertribal song was from their recording entitled Live at Sim Nash Show on Shortwave Records. Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. I want to sincerely thank today's program guests, the musicians of San Del Centro. I am honored to say that we are now friends after participating together this week in the fine Youth Global Justice Summit in Immokalee, Florida, the 2005 in Centro, in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Next week on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, we shall continue our conversation and feature more of their wonderful music in Program 2 of our special interview at the National Student Farm Worker Alliance in Centro. If you wish to find out more about San Del Centro, visit the website www.elcentro-centro.org. Once again, if you want to find out more about the musicians San Del Centro, visit the website www.el-centro.org and click on the San Del Centro link. I want to again thank my friends for not only being on Wolf Mountain Native Radio, but also for all of their community activism and work they do in working for a better world. I also want to thank them for honoring their cultural traditions from the country now called Mexico. It is important that each generation carry on the ancestors' knowledge and spirit. We conclude today's program with a song from Native American singer-songwriter Robbie Robertson in his Red Road Ensemble. The song is entitled, It Is a Good Day to Die. I have heard that phrase was spoken by Lakota war chief Crazy Horse in response to the U.S. Army generals who in the 1800s undertook America's policy of conquest, manifest destiny, waging war on the Indian nations of the Great Plains, as the United States also did to Mexico. I thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Until next week, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wintakwasin, to all of our relations.
General rode for 16 days. The horses were thirsty and tired. On the trail of a renegade chief, one he come to admire. Saw his head behind the hills, the surround of the village. And he rode down, warn the chief, they come to conquer a village. Lay down your own, lay down your spear. The chief's eyes were sad, but showed no sign of fear. It is a good day to die. It is a good day to die. Oh, my children, dry your eyes. It is a good day to die. He spoke of the days before the white man came, with his guns and whiskey. He told of a time long ago, what you call history. The general couldn't believe his words, nor the look on his face. He knew these people forever die, have to live in this disgrace. What law have I broken? What wrong have I done? Makes you wanna bury me on this trail of blood. Oh, it is a good day to die. Oh, my children, you should cry. It is a good day to die. We care for the land and the land cared for us. That's the way it's always been. Never ask for more, never ask too much. Now you tell me this is the end. I laid down my weapon, laid down my book. Now you wanna drive me out. You claim and dry your eyes. We have been blessed, and we are thankful. Raise your voices to the sky. It is a good day to die. Oh, my children, don't you cry. Dry your eyes. Raise your voice up to the sky. It is a good day to die.